Tefillah for Life, Shir 1098, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Korach. The next words that we're listing, David HaMelech is exclaiming that what he has comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'ha'oysher v'ha'kovoid milifanecha. All wealth and all glory, all respect, comes from in front of the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Any wealth that a person experiences, we're not talking about parnasa, we're talking about wealth. A person has excess money, or a person has any excess amount of something, that is ashiras, whether it is in a family, a person, Baruch Hashem, Mezecha, to a large family, a person has many friends. These are all forms of ashiras that the Rabbeinu Shlalom gives a person. Kavod is respect, is glory. A person gets respect. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not yours. It's his. V'ha'isher v'ha'kavod milefanecha. It all comes from the Rabbeinu Shlalom. And this idea is more important to keep in mind when a person has the wealth and the kavod, as opposed to a person who doesn't have it yet and he wants it. When a person is looking for something, so it's easier to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, it comes from the Rabbeinu Shlalom, I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me. But when a person is actually successful in an area, it's much more challenging for the person to feel that it comes from the Rabbeinu Shlalom, it doesn't come from himself. That's really the main objective of these words. The Rabbeinu Shlalom gave you Aisher, the Rabbeinu Shlalom gave you wealth, the Rabbeinu Shlalom gave you Kavod. Understand that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first step. And then what follows is what you do with that wealth, what you do with that kavod. Not to chas v'shalom use it for something improper. Understand that if it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave it to you for a purpose. That's the message of these words. All success that you have is from the Rabbeinu Shlalom.